On the line, I have Ian Michael. He's the director of a new show down at the Blue Room Theatre called The Bleeding Tree. Welcome to Noongar Radio, Ian.
Kaya, good morning. Thanks for having me.
No worries, no worries. So tell us about the production of The Bleeding Tree.
Yeah, Bleeding Tree is a play written by Victorian playwright Angus Sereny, and it tells the story of three women, a mother and her two daughters. And you find out pretty much in the first line of the play that they've killed their husband and father. You know, they've lived a life of violence and kind of abuse and isolation by him, and they have to get rid of the body, which is kind of, you know, it happens, the play happens over a couple of days, and what drives the drama is people from the town come, they've heard about a gunshot that's happened in the middle of the night, and they come to kind of have a suss and see what's happened to this man that they haven't seen in a couple of days. So.
Right. Okay. So Angus Sereny, who's he?
He's a Victorian playwright. He wrote this play in 2015. And he, you know, I think I find him to be one of Australia's most exciting playwrights. This play, The Bleeding Tree, is, I think, one of the best Australian plays to ever exist. And he writes around a lot about toxic masculinity and masculinity in society, and he writes with a very kind of deep, poetic, kind of bush poem kind of style of writing, and this one's kind of crossed with a murder ballad, so it's kind of deeply Australian writing, but, yeah, in our production of The Blue Room, we've cast three Aboriginal First Nations women in all the roles of the mother and two daughters.
Wow, okay. So what made you interested in being involved in this production?
Well, I'd never directed anything before, so this is the first time directing for me.
Way to go, brother.
And, and this play was one that I read a few years ago, and kind of the words and the rhythms that Angus writes in it just kind of, they kind of grab you, and they're very, every single page you kind of, every time you turn the page, it kind of like starts to get under your skin. The imagery and the rhythms that he writes in are so exciting. And I love the play so much that I kept trying to push it onto other people to direct and other companies to do, because I just wanted people to see it because I thought it was such a good play. And eventually the company that I work for, Black Swan, took it off the table. I grabbed it and kind of ran with it, and casting three, you know, First Nations women in it, I wanted it to be kind of a story for, firstly, for these three actors, Carla Hart, Abby Lewis, and Ebony Maguire, to have, you know, to be able to step into roles like this, which are really challenging and big and flawed and funny roles. But I also wanted the audience to realise that statistics against First Nations women in this country, in terms of domestic violence and abuse, is, you know, heavily skewed in the favour of the women in our community. So I wanted it to be an artistic choice, but I also wanted it to be, you know, I guess quite political in a way, and say something at the same time.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like it's really very interesting. So tell us a bit about the cast and their roles. You mentioned a few names there.
Yeah, I think our radio listeners will definitely recognise Carla Hart and Carla Hart's name. Carla Hart is, you know, Carla's an actor that I've known for, you know, nearly 10 years now, and have worked with her in different ways. And I wanted Carla to come back to the stage. She hasn't acted in 7 years, and so I wanted this to be a really big and exciting opportunity for her. And she plays the mum in the show, and she is an absolute powerhouse. She brings the, you know, the vulnerability and the power that mum has every single night, and yeah, the performance that she puts on that stage is quite extraordinary, and she's backed up by two younger actors, Ebony Maguire, which lots of people know in Perth as well, and Abby Lee Lewis, who's done some shows of Black Swan as well, and the more I watch it, the more I believe that they're mother and daughters, and I've seen this show now about, I don't know, how many countless times, and yeah, the way that they kind of just hold each other and hold this story, and I've had lots of people close to me say that this is a play that really holds the mirror up to us as people. So I think, you know, it's a real testament to the work that they do every single night.
Sounds awesome. Sounds awesome. So how can people go and see The Bleeding Tree?
You can, we're on, we're in our third week this week. We run till Saturday night. So you can call the Blue Room Theatre or on their website, blueroom.org.au, and book tickets.
Cool, cool. And how do people follow you and the work that you're involved in? Because you're obviously going to keep directing, right?
Yeah, I've kind of got the bug now, which is exciting. I studied as an actor and have done some writing as well. And directing, I think, is an exciting part of my career because it's, I don't know, as a director, you get to think about not just the play and what the play means, but also, you know, you get to think about the entire production as a whole, and you get to kind of work and collaborate with lots of wonderful people, you know. So, yeah, I've always kind of thought as a director when I'm acting and writing, so it's kind of, was kind of time to just see if it worked or not, and it seems to be working. So, yeah, I've got a bunch of plays that I'd love to keep working on as a director, so we'll see what happens.
So how do people follow your work? Are you on Twitter or Instagram or anything like that? Got all those social things happening?
Yeah, on social media, just Ian Michael on Instagram and on Facebook. And we've also got Ian Michael Artist is the Instagram page for The Bleeding Tree as well.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Well, thanks for being on Noongar Radio this morning, Ian. I really appreciate your time.
Pleasure. Thanks so much for having me. And, hope to see you all at theatre.